From Heinz Hall for the Performing Arts, Giuseppe Verdi's Requiem. The Requiem is considered one of the greatest sacred works of the 19th century. Even though Verdi had little respect for organized religion, he had faith in the great minds of his day, poets, artists, and musicians. Among those he revered was the Italian writer Alessandro Manzoni, whose death resulted in Verdi's masterpiece, The Requiem Mass. Verdi was so devastated by Manzoni's death in 1873, he couldn't bring himself to attend the funeral. He wrote to his publisher, "I shall come in a while to visit Manzoni's grave, alone and without being seen, after I have my strength. And after reflection, I will find some way of honoring his memory." Verdi decided that his tribute to Manzoni's memory would be a Requiem Mass and planned its completion for the first anniversary of the author's death. The premiere took place in Milan in the Church of San Marco, with Verdi conducting. Modern performances of the Verdi Requiem are always an event. The Requiem is an instant sellout in Europe today. The drama of Verdi's operatic writing, a powerful quartet of singers and chorus, thunderous bass drum and the dies irae and orchestral effects, make for an exciting listen. This Heinz Hall performance of Verdi's Requiem includes the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh, soprano Alessandra Mark, mezzo-soprano Elena Zaremba, tenor Rafael Rojas, and bass Dimitri Kavrakos. Here's music director Maris Janssens and the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, Messa de Requiem, The Requiem Mass by Giuseppe Verdi.
Thank you. Thank you.
The Requiem by Giuseppe Verdi. The Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Maris Janssens. You heard the Mendelssohn Choir of Pittsburgh, prepared by their music director, Robert Page. The soloists included soprano Alessandra Mark, mezzo-soprano Elena Zaremba, tenor Rafael Rojas, and bass Dimitri Kavrakos. The Mendelssohn Choir, celebrating its 90th year, sang the very first Pittsburgh Symphony performance of Verdi's Requiem. It was in 1940, and Fritz Reiner conducted. Verdi composed his Requiem in memory of the Italian author Alessandro Manzoni, and conducted the premiere in 1874, a year after the writer's death. Some were critical of the performance in the Church of San Marco. The critic Hans von Bülow wrote, "Tomorrow we'll see the church decorated like a theater for a monster performance of Verdi's Requiem, a work which is the all-powerful corrupter of Italian artistic taste." Years later, von Bülow wrote to Verdi and admitted that the performance had moved him to tears. "Now I admire you. I love you. Long live Verdi." The opera house has long been a home for Maurice Janssens. He grew up hearing his mother sing in the opera house and his father, conductor Arvid Janssens, conduct from the pit. Maurice Janssens suffered a heart attack while conducting opera. It was the closing pages of Puccini's La Bohème in Oslo in 1996. He started watching his diet a bit more carefully and had good care at Allegheny General Hospital in Pittsburgh. Here is the former music director of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Maurice Janssens, conducting I Vespri Siciliani, Sicilian Vespers, the 1838 grand opera in five acts by Giuseppe Verdi. You're listening to Maris Janssens conduct Giuseppe Verdi's overture for I Vespri Siciliani, the Sicilian Vespers. Maris Janssens still conducting opera. He conducted Tchaikovsky's Eugene Onegin a few seasons back in Amsterdam. I'm Jim Cunningham. Thanks for joining me. I hope you will return next week, same time and place, for a concert by the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Don't forget to write. The Pittsburgh Symphony Program Reading Light is available for free. It's convenient for your wallet in the shape of a credit card, and just right for reading concert programs in low light, magnifying small print. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. Include your address and let me know what station you're listening to. Here's our address again, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213. You can visit the website at psoradio.org, email directly, pso@wqed.org. James Wilkinson is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, resident conductor Lawrence Lowe, assistant conductor Fauzi Haymore. Our coordinating producer and digital production engineer is Brian Savar, recording producer and editor Ricardo Schultz, Heinz Hall recording engineer Bob Park. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, a production of WQED Multimedia, is made possible by a grant from the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra and the listeners of Classical QED 89.3.
PRI, Public Radio International.